Joining me now on the KRDO Newsline is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. And Jim, there's some scrutiny going on in the world of horse racing. Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit now in jeopardy with that win due to a failed drug test.
Yeah, the test was taken after the race was run, and it turned up positive for Medina Spirit. He was found to have a trace amount of a drug that's used for the treatment of arthritis in people, but in pain reduction, inflammation reduction in horses during their training. But here's a problem. The trainer, Bob Baffert, says that they never used that drug, betamethasone, on this horse. And so he doesn't know how it might have ended up in the system of the horse after the race was run. He promises that he's going to appeal this. The horse has not yet been disqualified in the Kentucky Derby. He's supposed to run in the Preakness Stakes this coming Saturday. The draw for that will be announced tomorrow afternoon. And in the meantime, a split sample of the same test that was done after the race on Saturday will be done by separate labs. They'll find their results, send them back to the racing officials. Then the decision will be made whether Medina Spirit, the horse that won the Kentucky Derby, runs in the Preakness Stakes.
Yeah, and of course, this also led to that trainer being suspended from Churchill Downs.
Right, yeah, it's something that at least is in place for now. The same thing happened not long ago. He had a horse involved in a doping scandal in Arkansas, but that ruling eventually was reversed. The horse kept the crown there, and Bob Baffert's suspension was lifted. He's thinking that the same thing may happen in this case. He says he'll strongly defend anything that happens if the horse is found to have been doped, and that process could take several years to unwind.
Yeah, and you know, I apologize. I don't follow horse racing nearly as much as I probably should have, but how prevalent is the issue of doping within the horse game?
Well, not very. If you look at Kentucky Derbies going back 148 years, there have only been two drug-related suspensions, one of them being the one that happened on Saturday, two drug-related positive tests coming back. Last one was in 1968, and only one other disqualification at all. That was in 2019, a horse that interfered with another one of the horses in the race. So it's not very often that it happens. And, you know, the sesquicentennial that they've been running this race almost, there have been only two cases like this.
Yeah, and it's interesting, as you mentioned, another split test from an independent investigation is underway now, and we're all set to see what the draw looks like for the Preakness tomorrow, if that could impact or not Medina Spirit's future, obviously, with the winner of the Kentucky Derby, at least for now. If he wins, if he's in the Preakness, that could also bring on the speculation of if there could be another Triple Crown run.
Yeah, right. If Medina Spirit does come clear on this second test and does run and win in the Preakness Stakes and then goes on to the Belmont, wins that, we'd have a Triple Crown winner for 2021. But by the way, if you bet on that horse, Medina Spirit, on Saturday, he came in at 12-1 odds. Mm-hmm. You made a lot of money. You know, if you made a hefty bet, you made a hefty return on that horse at 12-1. If the suspension stands, those people who bet on the horse keep their money. The purse, the $1.8 million that was supposed to go to Medina Spirit's team, they would lose that, and a lot of that money would go to the second-place winner, Mandolin. But if you bet to that, so the crown would be lost, the winning title would go to Mandolin, the second-place finisher, the one who came in place. Yeah, but the people who bet on Mandolin would not suddenly collect any more money.
Yeah, it would obviously be hard, you know, especially with the prevalence of, you know, online sports betting that they'd already paid out all the people who took Medina Spirit to get that money back and then reissue it out to Mandolin. So that's an interesting wrinkle in this case.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just there are so many complexities involved in all of this. Bob Baffert says that they never used betamethasone in treating this or in training this horse. Doesn't know how it got into the horse's system. By the way, the amount of this drug that was in the horse's system, 21 picograms. A picogram is one trillionth of a gram, Andrew. We're talking about a tiny, tiny amount. Baffert says that's about like a grain of sand in an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Wow, so it'll be interesting to see what these follow-up tests will show for sure. ABC's Jim Ryan, thank you so much for joining us this morning,
right,
for getting us up to speed on this, and we'll talk to you soon.